All right, the title of this discourse, of this message, would be Heavy Laden? Question mark. So heavy laden with a question mark. The question is this morning, are you heavy laden? Are you burdened down with care and with sorrow? Do you have something that is weighing you down, seem like something that people label it as a cloud, a dark cloud over their lives? Some people call it the monkey on our backs. But the Bible says in Matthew 11, 28 on down through verse number 30, it says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And so we have the ability by the great God of heaven, if we are laden down, if we're burdened down with care and sorrow, with guilt and with shame, with a negative mindset, with traumas that we have faced in the past, God has something for us. Good news this morning, he's got rest for us. He can unburden you this morning. He can take that heavy laden, that heavy burden that you're carrying around. He can disconnect it from you, and you can lay it down this morning, never to be picked up again. Praise God this morning. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. We're going to talk about soul rest today. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I want to encourage you this morning, if you are burdened down with anything, that God has something special for you this morning. Wants you to know that he loves you. I'm convinced that God loves you, and I'm convinced that he does not want you dragging that heavy burden around today. He wants to unburden you. May the Lord bless us and help us this morning. Many times the enemy of all souls has managed to attach a yoke unto us. All right, and I'm going to define what a yoke is. A yoke is a wooden cross piece. It can be metal. A wooden cross piece that is fastened to the necks of animals. All right, so just thinking about a wooden bar that has a hole in it. If it's one animal, it'll have a hole in it. If it's two animals, it'll have two. And the purpose is to put it on the back of the neck of the animal so that the animal can drag or pull what is behind them. All right, and so they use it to plow with fields. They also use it to carry carts or people. All right, and so a yoke is a wooden cross piece that is fastened to the necks of animals and attached to a plow or a cart so that they are going to pull. And so sometimes in our lives when we have been in sin, what happens is we get used to the idea that we are carrying this weight around. All right, so what we have done, either you're going to serve God or you're going to serve the enemy. You can't serve both. All right, and so what happens is when we're in sin, the enemy puts his yoke on you. All right, and there's two holes in the yoke. All right, there's two holes in the yoke, but only one of y'all going to be pulling that deal. Guess which one is going to be pulling that deal? Not going to be him. It's going to be you. He's going to tell you that he's going to put that yoke on your neck. He's going to tell you that he's going to help you pull that thing, but he's not going to help you pull it. All right. What he's going to do is he's going to weigh you down with things of this life, with things that he come up with. And you're going to be dragging that thing and you're barely going to be able to make it. No wonder when you're in sin, you may need some rest. May God help us this morning, but God has something special for you this morning. We are not beasts of burdens. Beasts of burden, there are some special animals that were made with special adaptations so that they can pull and carry heavy things. But we are not that way. But we sometimes, when we're in sin, we think that we are. We get so used to carrying these heavy loads and these heavy burdens. And the Bible says, come unto me. Jesus is saying, come unto me. I'll give you rest. I'll unburden you. And so we sometimes need to be not only unburdened from the burden that we are attached to, but the very mindset that we should be carrying these heavy loads around. We got to get rid of that mindset. May the Lord help us this morning. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I want to talk briefly for a moment here about not only the yoke, but when you have the yoke attached to the animal, then you have ropes that are attached to, or chains that are attached to whatever that thing is dragging. All right? And so it can be a trailer, and usually that trailer will have wheels on it, right? Do you know that the enemy wants to burn you down so much to the point where the wheel beat and popped off that deal? First he just put a little bit on there. Well, first he get the yoke on you. Then he attached the train. So you get used to the yoke and you're walking around with the yoke and it doesn't seem that bad. Then he attaches the rope to the chain. Then he attaches the trailer to that. And it has wheels in the beginning, but little by little, he began to put more and more things on that trailer to the point where it is weighed down and it is dragging the ground. So not only are you dealing with the weight of the yoke of that's on your neck, because there's weight to that, but then there's also the chains, they began to drag the ground, and the friction that you have to deal with. Think about that in terms of when you're in sin. You can't do well in that way, because now you got the yoke, you got the chains dragging the ground, you got the trailer itself, there's weight attached to that, and then what's on it? Sometimes the devil himself will jump on that trailer, and he'll sit on there and weigh it down with you. All right? And so you're trying to drag all of this through your life, and you need rest. You need relief. Do you know that if you get that yoke itself taken off, you can leave all of that behind? May the Lord help us this morning. So what God wants to do is take that yoke. Once he takes that yoke of bondage off of you, then it leaves not only the yoke, not only the chain, not only the trailer, and whatever's on that trailer, it leaves the devil himself behind. May the Lord help us this morning. We can be free from the burdens and the sorrows and the care that the enemy would want to weigh us down with. May the Lord help us this morning. He wants to weigh you down. And so what he does is he tricks you. He just puts the yoke on first and lets you get used to that. Then he put the chains or the ropes that connect to that. Then the trailer and let you. And all of this is the way of the transgressor is hard. You understand? But God's way is best. God's way is different. He wants to unburden you. All right. And so once he does that and you're dealing with all this weight, and you're dragging all this along, he starts telling you of how you've messed up. You know the devil will do you like that? He will. He'll be the one to tempt you with what it is that he gets you into. And then once you get into it and you got not only what you've done wrong, the guilt and the shame and all of that, he'll pile that on you and tell you how dumb and stupid you was and you should have never did it. But he don't let you remember that he's the one got you in that deal in the first place. Put the yoke down. Did you hear me this morning? Yes. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. All the guilt, all the shame, all the sadness, all the sorrow, all the wickedness that is going on, the negative mindset, on and on and on. You can put that yoke down this morning. May God help us this morning. He says, take my yoke. One of the things that is implied in this scripture is when you take the Lord's yoke, that by default, you got to take something off. You only got one neck. All right, and so you take that old yoke off, that yoke of bondage, and you leave it behind. The other thing that's implied is when you take on the yoke, when you yoke up with Christ Jesus, then you're actually yoked up with somebody that's going to help you through the trials and tests of life. May God help us this morning. So when he tells you that maybe you'll have to go through some things, he's going to be going through it with you, is he not? Not only is he going through it with you. Sometimes you think you're dragging something. You ain't dragging nothing. He's dragging it all. Praise God this morning. When God is, when you're yoked up with God, it's a different way. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. And so I found that to be the facts this morning. I found that to be so. And so I want to encourage you. Sometime when we come into salvation, we're trying to drag with us the old yoke just in case we might need to put it back on. I'm telling you, leave it behind this morning. Do away with it this morning. His yoke is easy and his burden is lighter, and you don't have the ability to have both yokes on. You can't have them both on. You're going to either love God or you're going to be for him, or you're going to be against him. What does it say down in no man can serve two masters? Where is that at? May the Lord help us this morning. I'm a little fired up this morning because you can be free from all of that foolishness that the enemy has have you bound with. You can set it and leave it behind. May the Lord help us this morning. I've got it in my notes. If you find that no man can serve two masters, either you're going to hate the one and cleave to the other, or you can't serve God and mammon. Somebody get that for us. Matthew 6, verse number 24. Go ahead and turn that. No man can serve two masters. He going to hate the one. What? Hate one and love the other. Hold to the one and despise the other.
He cannot serve God and mammon.
You can't serve God and mammon. So what needs to be done here? Sometime enemy again try to convince us to go ahead and carry that old yoke with us. You got saved and you're living saved, but you're still carrying around guilt and shame. For what? Huh? For what? He who the Son has set free is free indeed. Huh? That old yoke of bondage is left behind. He said, any man being Christ, he's what kind of creature? A new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And so I don't have to carry that guilt and shame with me anymore. I don't have to be manipulated by those negative mindsets anymore. Those things have been put behind me, and I'm going forward now in Christ Jesus. If Christ has forgiven you this morning, you are forgiven. Nobody else can forgive you like he can. So you're forgiven. And so you don't have to carry those things into your relationship with God. Leave those things behind. All right? And yoke up with Christ Jesus this morning. All right? What he wants to do is God wants to, he wants to put his yoke upon us because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Why is his yoke easy and his burden light? Anybody got any ideas this morning? He's going to help you. First of all, he's going to help you. But not only that, he's not going to put on us more than we can ably bear. There's no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. What is that scripture over there? Lord help me, I'm getting ahead of myself. But it's talking about us being able to bear it. He's going to make a way that we may be able to escape. You understand what I'm saying? And so God is charting our lives. He's not going to put on us more than we can handle. And not only that, he's going to be with us while we're going through what it is that we're going through. Devil's not like that. He's going to get you into something and abandon you. All right? But God is going to tailor make your trial, your test, your difficulty of life. He's going to make it to where you can handle it. All right? And so I want you to be encouraged this morning that God is the one that you want to be yoked up with. All right? You want to take his way. All right? And so when you do that, then not only does he chart your life, he's not going to mismanage your life. He's going to chart your life in a way that you can handle whatever it is that you need, that you come up against. And if you need more help, guess what? He's right next to you in the yoke with you, willing to help you all the way through. May God help us this morning. Take God's way. Get rid of the old yoke. I would encourage you this morning. You can. By by the grace and help of God. Get rid of that old yoke, all those burdens and cares, those sorrows and sadness that you were dragging around. Listen, I'm talking from experience. I'm talking about from experience. You can't even lift your head up. You can hardly move that thing. It's no wonder that people get to a place where they want to harm themselves. They don't see a way out. May the Lord help us. But God's got a way. I'm telling you, He'll come in and remove that yoke and everything associated with us. Praise God this morning. Praise and bless His holy name. Amen. I was out on the Broadway of sin and despair. I was crushed neath my burden of sorrow and care. All of these are yokes, are attached to that yoke. Now listen to what it says. My constant companion was trouble and doubt. Then Jesus reached down and lifted me all the way out. He lifted me out. Listen, you got all this stuff. How can you even move? You got this yoke on. You got all these things piled upon the trailer. The wheels done broke off. And you dragging against gravity. You dragging against the ground and the friction of the ground. You can't move. You going nowhere fast. And so you need someone to not only lift you up and also out. Set your feet upon a rock. Establish your going. Put a new song in your mouth. Jesus Christ can do that. But the first thing He'll do is get that yoke up off of you. You can't go nowhere with that yoke on you. All right? And so you have the ability. But you have to listen. The Bible says, come unto me. Let's focus on what that's about. Huh? We got to come to Him. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He's near, right? Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. If I don't come to Him, I've got to have an action in this deal. My action causes God to get active with us. Does He not? But I got to come. It says, come unto me. It does me no good to sit there and complain about this and that and the other if I'm not willing to come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. The question is, have you heavy laden? Are you laboring? Then come to the Lord. Say, Lord, I don't like this. I don't want this. This is not the life that I want. You have something better for me. So I'm coming to you. He has to have, what I'm trying to give us this morning is an understanding that He has to have our cooperation. Sometimes we can get in a place where, Lord, I don't like this. I don't appreciate this. And I will complain to whoever wants to hear about it. But I am not willing to come to you, Lord. He's not going to make us. All right? So we have to come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Did you notice that it says rest unto your souls? I don't care what it is. If you ain't got rest in your soul, you ain't got rest, period. And so you need rest in your soul. All right? And guess who gives a rest to the souls? He says, I will give you rest. He said, ye shall find rest unto your souls. All right, and so what He's saying here is, if you come to me, I'll give you rest. I'll give you my rest. It's a different kind of rest. When God Almighty give you rest, it's a different kind of rest. Huh? Rest unto your souls. All right? Rest unto your soul is going to calm that mind. It's going to calm. Now, I'm not saying you're not going to go through life. You are. But understanding it's rest to me just to know that He knows and that my Lord understands. Yes, I'm going through this. Yes, I'm going through that. But God's with me. He sees, He knows, He understands, and He's going to take care of me in this deal. I've got rest even in this situation. All right? If not, I'm always going to be in turmoil. He says, come unto me. One of the things that coming to the Lord means that is that I began to put down my pride. Yeah. All right. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me. And then what does it say? You shall find rest of your soul. What else does it say? My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Does it say something about being meek and lowly? Yeah. Say it.
I am meek and lowly
in heart. Pride ain't going to let you find rest to your soul. God's way is a meek and lowly way. It's a learned way. As long as I am protecting who I am, what you think of me, what you may have to say about me, as long as I am in that position and pride is in the way, pride go up before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. I can't get to God when pride is in the way. And as long as I am proving something, long as I'm going to show you that no matter what happens to me, I'm good to go. God can't help us. So you have to come unto him. Then he says, take my yoke. In other words, when we come to him, it does us no good to come to him and say, Lord, I want your rest. And then with the yoke, we don't want the yoke. Listen, I'm going to have you take this yoke off of me, Lord, but I'm going to take a different yoke on now. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. All right? Sometimes we want the blessings, but we don't want the blessor. I want you, Lord, to fix this problem for me. How many times have we, don't answer out loud. Lord, help us. But how many times have we prayed and said, Lord, I got this problem. It's terrible. I hate it. Will you do something about it? And Lord, if you do, I'm going to do right, Lord. Lord, help us. And he will come. And he will do. Listen, what's interesting about this is he knows that he knows if we're serious or not. He knows that we might disobey him after we get out from under this hardship. He knows that. But isn't it interesting that he does it anyway? He's trying to show you his love. Right? And sooner or later we should be able to compute that even though my hard-headed, knuckle-headed, disobedient self, I done this 17 million times and he done rescued me 17 million times and I'm still not gonna serve him. Wait a minute now. I gotta do something now. I gotta do right now. Cause he's been there for me. 17 million is a made-up number. If y'all didn't know, just wanna be clear. It's a lot of times, put it that way. All right. But we've done that. We have done that. That's the facts. But God has been merciful and kind to us. He said, come unto me. How many times did he say, come unto me with his love and mercy extended itself unto us. Come unto me, all you that labor, heavy laden. Lord, I'm laboring. I'm heavy laden. I need some rest. So here I come. And then when it comes to the take my yoke upon you, okay, Lord, I appreciate you helping me out, but I'll come holler back at you when I get back in the situation again. Come on now. Help us, Lord. What is the point of God saving us, giving us the rest to our souls that we need, unburdening us, taking that yoke off of us? What is the point if we're not willing to take his yoke upon us? If we run around here with no yoke, sooner or later, we're going to find another one. All right? No man can serve two masters. You're going to love one, hate the other, cleave to one. You understand what I'm saying? You're going to serve something. Right? Why not serve God? Why not be with the one that's going to take good care of you? So what happens here is that pride can hinder us. He says, I'm meek and lowly. And I know you're amazed, but I'm almost finished here. What pride can do, though, is it can cause us to Lord, help us. Sometimes we look at God, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again, because this is a human condition. We say, Lord, I don't know why I'm in this situation in the first place. You the one let me be in this situation. 99 times out of 99 times, do the math on that one. That ain't it. We done disobeyed somewhere. We done disobeyed somewhere. Why? Because we wouldn't be saying that. If we had obeyed him, if we had done what then we would be in the mindset of, well, Lord, you allowed this to happen, and so I know you're here somewhere. I know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. And so, Lord, you allowed this to happen, and so I'm in your will anyway. I know you're coming. I ain't going to worry about it. I still got rest to my soul. But 99 times out of 99, we'll mess around and do a little deviation. Huh? Remember Saul? Y'all remember Saul, don't you? What the Lord told him to do? Kill all them people, right? Don't bring nothing back. Kill everything. I don't want nothing back from them. Them people ain't right. That what they represent ain't right. I don't want you any kind of way intermingled, intermixed with them. He went over there and did something different, didn't he? He said, I saved the king. I saved his nice jewelry, Lord. I did it. Really, Lord, I did it for you and the people. It really what I did. That's what we tell the Lord. Lord, I know what you told me, but, when I was over there, I saw this nice stuff, and I know that you would want me to have nice stuff. We can reason anything if we really want to. And so then we're in this situation where we're going to have to humble ourselves or something good ain't going to happen. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. Yoke yourself up with the Lord. Henry Grimes Jr. That's me. That's the third over there. Talking to me. Yoke yourself up with him. Come to him. Take his yoke upon you. Learn the meek will he guide and judge me. That's in Psalms 25 and 9. Meek will he teach his way. Learn his way. When we're talking about meekness, we're not talking about everybody just running over you all the time. What we're talking about is knowing the will of God and doing the will of God. It's true humility. All right? And so when God says speak, we speak. When he says be quiet, be quiet. No matter what it is that we want to do in the situation, now that is meekness. Meekness is nothing more than knowing the will of God and submitting to the will of God in each and every situation in life. All right? And so we can't put a blanket on it. We can't say, well, just be a doormat all the time. If that was the case, then the three Hebrew boys that they talked about this morning would have never stood up. If that was the case, Daniel would have stopped praying. Right? And so what is the will of God in this situation? And Lord, help me to do your will. All right, now that's meekness. So the meek will he guide in judgment, the meek will he teach his way. But pride will hinder us from getting the help that we want. Many times we'll say, Lord, you should have helped me anyway, and so I'm mad that you ain't helped me, and so therefore I ain't going to ask you for help. If you help me, then help me, but if you don't, oh well. Let me tell you something, that oh well is a big oh well. I don't recommend it this morning. I don't recommend it ever. Lord, help us. Want to make heaven, want to be a child of God. I am convinced that the Lord God Almighty loves us. And because of his love for us, what he wants to do is he wants you to experience his yoke. He wants you to experience his burden. All right, he wants to experience his way, but it's going to have to be done with our cooperation. Colton, bring my phone up here, please. There's a song entitled Come Unto Me. All right, it's entitled Come Unto Me. And I put it on the WhatsApp for the Dallas congregation, but I want just to read a verse or two of the song. And I want you to contemplate the words while you hear it. It says, "Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. O ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come, no longer tarry. I your load will bear. Bring me every burden. Bring me every care." The chorus says, "Come unto me. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Hear me and be blessed." It says, "I am meek and lowly. Come and trust my might." When it's talking about might, it's talking about his strength. "Come, my yoke is easy and my burden's light." I'll read another verse. "Are you disappointed, wandering here and there, dragging chains of doubt and loaded down with care? Do unholy feelings struggle in your breast? Bring your case to Jesus. He will give you rest." Sometimes we are conflicted in our hearts. We want to do what's right. We know what is right, but the enemy has a hold of us. When we come to an altar of prayer and we come in spirit and in truth and we say, "Lord, I don't want to be this way," God will meet you there. And he will take that unholy desire that you have and do something with it. He'll take it away from you. But you have to come to him and you have to take his yoke upon you. It has to be with our cooperation. All right. It says here in the third verse, "May the Lord help us. Stumbling on the mountains, dark with sin and shame, stumbling towards the pit of hell's consuming flame. By the powers of sin, deluded and oppressed, hear the tender shepherd, come to me and rest. Have you by temptation often conquered been? Has a sense of weakness bought distress within? Christ will sanctify you. If you claim his best in the Holy Spirit, he will give you rest." I appreciate your time and your attention and your prayers for me. I wouldn't be here today if this wasn't true. When I came to the Lord, I came to him sick of sin, and he did not fail me then.
Yes.
He made me new without within, and did not fail me then. He stilled the storm. He calmed my fears. He forgave my sins, and he dried my tears. And he is the same through endless years. He did not fail me then. I want to encourage you that he won't fail you. You can come to him. He loves you with his whole heart. He wants you to get a blessing this morning. So if you are heavy laden, if you are burdened, if you need to be free from sin, from guilt, from shame, God has that for you this morning. I appreciate your time, your attention, your prayers for me. My goal and aim is to make heaven my home. I want you to make it too. You pray for me. I will be praying for you. Amen. Yes.